The Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center is operating on a five-year, $125 million Department of Energy grant. The money is aimed at improving the conversion of cellulosic plant biomass, that's corn stalks, wood chips, and native grasses, to liquid transportation fuels. The center says the first patent based on its technology has just been granted. The center's David Plimers says the patent protects a new enzyme isolated from a bacteria found in a hot springs in Russia.
And the important thing about the enzyme is its stability in high temperatures, which may mimic processing conditions in a commercial application.
But the Bioenergy Center says it will still take a few years for the enzyme to be available for large-scale biofuels production. The Bioenergy Research Center says it collaborated with a private sector partner in Middleton, C56 Technologies. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.